everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Bottle Field. This is going to be a bi-weekly podcast with a couple of different guests, and we're going to try to get as much info as we can for you. First, we've got myself, Gladys the Baker. Hello, everybody. How are you? Next, we've got Doing Work. Say hello.
Hello. This is Doing Work. Glad to be here. We also have with us tonight Cryptic Panther.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to a little drunken craziness. And let's hear from our web developer, Killer Wynn.
What's up? What's up? I'll just be in the back. I won't talk too much because I suck a little bit. Yeah.
All right. So now that we've met the team, we've got a number of personalities here, and hopefully we're going to be having a good time tonight. We're going to have some drinks flowing. We're going to talk about a lot of Battlefield news. So now that we've introduced everybody, we've got a lot of topics to cover, and we're going to get right into it. So, Doing Work, why don't you load us up with our first topic?
Well, I think we should talk about the new types of knives that are going to be in Battlefield 4.
Okay, and we've got 10 of those, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here.
We've got a machete this time. The one that was in Battlefield 3 and the single-player campaign.
Oh, yeah, the one from the single-player campaign.
Okay. Somebody had brought up that all the animations are the same for each weapon, and all the damage points are the same.
I think.
What do you guys think about that?
I think the animations are not going to be the same. Like, somebody was correcting me as I was saying, but I think damage is going to be the same.
Yeah, I know they were talking about damage being the same. Animations, I don't know if ever been confirmed. I have seen a few of the alpha videos from GamesCon, etc., and some of the other, released some videos, but no confirmed that I know of, unless someone can correct us, that all the animations could be the same. I hope not. It'd be kind of cool to have something different. Maybe some of them. A couple like the shank and the improvised knife would be kind of cool to have something a little...
I want to cut somebody's head off with a machete, man.
Right?
There's no reviving that shit, bitch.
Yeah. Right?
I don't think we're going to get to see that. Sadly,
you can use your paddles until your fucking hands fall off. You're not getting off from that.
No, I don't think we're going to see that. But I definitely would like to see some different animations. And I think some of them are an absolute necessity. Because, you know, if you think of how you would handle some of these weapons here, you would attack somebody with a shank much differently than you would attack with a machete.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's a huge inherent difference just in the weapons themselves. So I'm pretty sure that we're going to have some separate animations here.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I'd like to see the shank maybe be from behind, you cover their mouth up and then catch them in
stabby,
the cage
stabby.
Three or four times. You know what I've never seen that I'd really like to see is if you walk up behind someone and just snap their neck. No knife involved. Just a quick neck snap.
That would be very
like
cool.
Like a hitman kind of thing. That would be so cool.
That would be nice.
Absolutely.
For the enemy.
But alas.
Yeah. Now, I still think that the... I think the damage... let me bring up this point, actually. Now that we know and it's confirmed that there's going to be counter-knifing, like an actual kind of a quick-time counter-knife implementation here, do you think that certain knife types should have lower damage but like quicker counteraction motions? For example, the machete, I think, should do more damage than a shank and maybe like one major hit. Or something like that. As opposed to the shank being like four quick stabs, you know, that could be more easily countered than a machete. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, that interesting point. But then, you know, if it's more of a guarantee with a one you know animation quick with the machete, you never see anyone using a shank if it's easier to counter. But
not
know,
necessarily.
Is...
I mean, I think that I would still love to see that shank animation if it was like those four quick stabs to the chest or something like that. And say, for example, it would work to where if you came up behind a guy that was at 40% health and each stab that you do is 25%, that's two stabs right there. So it would be, you know, different depending on the health of the enemy that you'd be coming up on.
So in other words, if he has full health, four stabs. If he was at half health, two stabs.
So
the
full health. And if you think about it, it would make sense logically, too. You know, full health, he would be probably quicker reactions. He wouldn't be sluggish at all from loss of blood or anything. So I think it would be reasonable.
It definitely be
that sounds cool.
Yeah, yeah. I hope that it's not I mean, what do we know about counterknifing? Is it going to be, I try to knife Gladys, Gladys counterknifes me, I'm dead, Gladys is walking? Or is there going to be some give and take there?
I don't know if this was confirmed, but I'm pretty sure that they implemented purely because of Rudiger.
Probably. So it's the Rudiger clause in Battlefield 4.
Yeah, because I don't want it to turn into, you know, say like our buddy Spiral out, who's, you know, super knife man, or like you said, Rudiger, where they're, you know, even if you run up behind them, you can't take their attacks because they'll just counter you and you're still dead. You know, is there a stalemate?
To where they're essentially god mode is what you're wondering, right?
Well,
right, yeah.
The way as far as I heard, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, the way it was initially was a counter the front knife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the thing is, too, I've seen a few videos where the guy looked like he was kind of behind, and the little, you know, counter knife thing would flash right fast. Well, it's alpha, so we don't know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beta's coming out in 1st of October, and we'll get a taste of it, at least on PS3. We'll know more then for sure. But
yeah,
like from what's been released so far, it's as far as I know, the counter knife was the front knife defense. Yeah. But
yeah, that's what I heard.
You know, in Battlefield 3, there was technically no front knife. It's more of a leg glitch.
I was just about to say that brings up another point. You
that
know,
was
is there
exactly
be a,
my next question. Yeah.
Right. Is there going to be a front knife takedown, or is it just a counter to being swiped?
Well, not only is there going to be a front knife takedown, but what's going to happen with swiping? Because if we've got full 360 animations from knifing now, then when would swiping come into play? Would that be the less active knife?
Well, you know yourself now, the knife fail animation, or if the guy happens to be crouched in a weird angle, you'll get the swipe, or if a guy's prone and you don't get in the right angle. So that's the thing. I mean, you know, most of the time you get the swipes if the guy's crouched in a weird angle on a rock or some shit. That's when you get the swipe. The guy stands up and fucking no scopes you or some shit. You know, you don't get the fucking, you don't get the glory of the dog tag. So swipe kill, I hate those. I'd rather, you know, I missed the first, so if you only get a swipe kill, I'd rather shoot the fucker then.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it still counts as a knife kill, but it's, yeah, I don't, like I said, the front knife in BF3 was technically not, was supposed to not be an existing animation, but I've actually done it a few times. Not the 12 million that Spiral or Rudika's done, for sure.
We've all been there before.
But it's... Until we get a chance to play it, there's going to be some unanswered questions all around. Even in the beta, you know, things change from the BF3 beta to the BF3 launch. Wow, so BF4 is going to be the same, but I'm looking forward to trying all the knives. I want to know what's available on your first, you know, your first log in when you're level one on the release of Battlefield 4. What knives do you have available? You're going to have to rank up class. You're going to have to rank up your knife to get more knives. Are they going to encourage knife play now that there's 10 knives to choose from?
A butter knife and sharp brand nail.
You get to slap a bitch.
Pair of brass knuckles and
Well, speaking of brass knuckles, the trench knife has kind of like brass knuckles on it.
Yeah, that's right.
I was wondering if you could like punch somebody in the face with it before you actually take a swipe.
Maybe instead of a swipe, you actually do like a double punch or something.
Yeah, man.
Right. You pull a tooth out instead of a dog tag.
my molar, bitch.
And part of me wants the machete to be like you just bury it into their head like Jason Voorhees and then like pry it out.
That is
kind of get stuck as you pull. Yeah, I like that.
I want it to be like you come up from behind, like say you kick him in the back of the leg or something, so he goes down onto his knees, and then you get that awesome overhand swipe just like right in his shoulder blade.
Oh, God.
Or bury it right in the top of his fucking head.
Yep.
That'd be so awesome. And then you just kick his body and tear it out of his head.
And then you lick the machete.
Can you imagine some poor fucking noob playing it, and he's standing there happy face with his squad mate, and you fucking come out of the jungle and knock dude down and fucking brain him. He'd be standing there in the game watching this. He'd probably digitally piss his pants.
Oh, man. We just made this game like MA17.
I know.
Right away.
So bad now. I think the only logical next step to where it could go after that would be you'd have to be able to scout people. You'd have to walk around with, you know, scalps on your belt.
I don't want dog tags. I want a necklace of ears.
Yeah.
I'm going Universal Soldier.
The years of your enemies. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Yeah, this quickly turned from Battlefield to fucking mass murder.
Right.
Yeah, we're all pretty.
These are the soldiers that. Yeah. These soldiers didn't have Turtle Beaches.
All right, so we talked a lot about the knives now. That's pretty good. One thing that I definitely want to get to is the subject of starting on PS3 and moving to PS4. And, Work, you had originally brought this up on our notes here. So start us off with your ideas here, and we'll kind of reply to that.
Well, you know, the PS4 is coming out at kind of just the wrong time for a lot of people. I mean, I know myself, I've got a family. You know, I don't have $400 to drop on the PS4, so I'm not going to get one until likely after the first of the year. And now that we know that the stats that you require, the things that you unlock, can be transferred from your PS3 to your PS4 when you eventually get there, you know, it raises a big question. Are you going to get there? We know that the maps will probably be slightly smaller. I would imagine that it's probably not going to be 32x32, but, you know, it's still an opportunity to kind of learn some of the game mechanics, to learn how some of the weapons react, to get a basic understanding of where things are on the maps. You know, I plan to get it on the PS3 and learn and build as much as I can so that when I get to the PS4, I'm not a noob.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and respond first, I guess. I don't know, man, because to me, I think that the difference between PS3 and PS4 is going to be similar to the difference between PS3 and PC. I think it's going to feel like a totally different animal getting on there and playing with as many different people and with the maps being so much larger. I think that we're going to have a much different sense of what Battlefield 4 is depending on what system we're playing it on.
Absolutely.
I really do. Yeah, so as far as getting used to the maps, I think that's probably the only valid point. Not to disagree with you in any way, but I mean, like, that's
sure.
The only thing that I would really consider to be a plus.
Well,
it's kind
of
learning the maps. But even that is limited, though, because the maps are going to be smaller on PS3.
That's right. Well, how about, I don't know, maybe like weapon recoil, things of that nature. We know that guns act differently. I wonder if they're going to be a noticeable difference between the two consoles or something. You know,
no, I don't think so.
M16 on one, is it going to behave the same way on the other one?
Well, here's what I think on that. I mean, I was kind of the same way with Gladys on those points. So that's what I thought is, like, even me, I'm planning on getting PS4 launch day. I mean, things change, and I'm not locked in that I'm getting one. But I mean, that's my goal. And it's only 2 weeks difference, the 29th to the 15th. I mean, am I going to go and buy the game, and then in 2 weeks possibly buy it again? Or I know that you can digitally download it if didn't again for like 10 extra bucks or something, but yeah. I'm not sure if I'm going to download Battlefield 4. I might just buy the hard copy. But my point is, the controller for the PS4 is like 10 times what the one for the PS3 is, according to reports of PS4. Like triggers, you know, trigger sensitivity, sticks are better. So yeah, I mean, there's going to be a definitely different feel. The map, like, you know, we mentioned with the map size being different from going from 24 to 64 players. That's the only thing is, I mean, if I was in your shoes, Work, where I wasn't getting it for a few months, I would probably be in the same boat you are. I'd be going, well, I'll buy it for PS3, and I'm going to play it because I'm a Battlefielder, and this is what I want to play. But anyone that's, to me, most people that I know that I've talked to on Reddit and stuff, they're waiting to the 15th of November to buy Battlefield 4. Maybe that could change. Everyone could just jump on the bandwagon the 29th, and I could be sitting here going, oh, I'm the only one not fucking playing.
No, I'm definitely going to wait. I'm not going to get it for the PS3.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they just implemented that where if you're playing on a PS3 or a Xbox 360, you could actually transfer over your progress to the next gen. I like that. And
yeah.
It's like, it looks seamless. It looks like it's really easy to do. So,
well,
I like
and
that.
It definitely, that's a definitely cool point. I mean, you know, you spend that time on, you know, especially with, like I said, Work and other people that are going to have to wait, you know, a month or a couple months to buy a PS4 that, you know, they do put all that work into the game because it's a game they play that, hey, I'm not going to start all fucking brand new again on the PS4.
Right. Exactly.
I'm so behind and, you know, I'm going to be 2 months behind everybody else. I mean, that's the only thing. So, I mean, if something changes
that's
for
right.
me that, you know, something changes drastically where I can't get a PS4, you know, I may do the same thing, but I think Grand Theft Auto 5 is gonna keep my attention for a little while.
Oh,
yeah, this is true. This is true. And the other thing is, you know, when I do end up with a PS4, I don't want to be the first 10 minutes shitting around the menus trying to figure everything out and figure out how to customize the weapon and set up my loadouts. If I already have an understanding of how that stuff works, I can just jump right into the battlefield and get the shit kicked out of me, like we all know is going to happen anyway.
Join the club. Join the club, you know. That's for sure.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Battlefield 3 on the PS3. You know, is this place going to turn into a ghost town? Are we going to see a flood of Christmas noobs come in like we're so used to salivating over?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing too. I mean, on PS4. I mean, how many people are gonna, you know, not be getting it until Christmas? So yeah. I mean, like, I'm not buying it for Christmas. I'm an adult. I make my own money. I don't make much, but I make my own. So
that's right.
I'm purchasing it myself. I mean, I've, you know, financially, I've been trying to make sure I had the money for it. So it's... going December 26th, when, you know, I fire up my PS4 and chuck Battlefield 4 in, am I going to be flooded with, you know, a bunch of screaming 13-year-olds like last year?
Yep.
You know.
Hopefully we are. Hopefully yeah. We can make them cry. We can only hope.
And how many right. of them
their
fuck
skulls
my mother?
Haven't fused yet, so the machete will go deeper. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
right through the brain stem.
You know, all right, guys, we're getting back to the creepy side.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man.
It's all that fucking aspartame doing work is drinking in his fucking in his
cup. Right. Aha, same Pepsi.
Speaking of which, here, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. I myself am drinking Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. What are the rest of you gentlemen drinking this fine night?
Oktoberfest, nice. I'm drinking Yingling. I have some Yingling here. And,
Yingling.
And Dos Equis. That's what I'm drinking.
Dos Equis.
A little bit of both.
I am drinking. Well, I'm the only Canadian in the group. I'm sitting here and I'm drinking a local brew. It's from the Gahan House, Sir John A's Honeyweed Ale. First time I had it. It's good. I like it. Also have some Coors Light. I know everyone's probably going, oh, fucking boo. I'm not a beer snob. I'm not a beer snob. So, and I also have some Fireball. So I'll be pretty fucked there up before go. This is over.
Right. Making up for it with coolness.
Well, yeah. Making all of you look like little girls, I am drinking an ice cold Diet Pepsi right now.
Booyah!
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's too hard for me. I can't do it.
Yeah. Jesus. I drink the hard stuff. I'm drinking it out of a shot glass if it makes you feel any
better. You're just fucking crazy. I don't have an answer for that.
This guy's a lunatic over here.
Yeah, watch out. We got a badass.
Yeah, definitely.
We got a badass.
Shit.
Okay, well, trying to move us on here to the next subject. And this is one that I think is going to be kind of a divide here. Now, I myself have not read anything confirmed on this, but Killer, you had spoke earlier about this being confirmed, at least for some game modes here. The subject of limited ammo, both for vehicles and kind of like to where you reload and you lose leftover ammo in your magazines. So kind of walk us through that, one of you guys, if you will.
Yeah, as I was watching the live stream last week or the week before, the Gamescom live stream, I noticed that some of the vehicles were running out of ammo. Not running out, I'm sorry, but depleting the ammo. And as they were, like later on, I heard them say that the only way to replenish the ammo was going to be through commander supply drops. So that might, maybe that'll change. Like you were saying, maybe that'll change for the beta, but.
Oh, I like that's that. Interesting. So do you agree with a move like that? Or yeah. Do you think that's good or bad for the game?
Well, personally, I completely like that. I like that a lot. First of all, it balances out the vehicles a little bit. I am a vehicle guy, and I like vehicles a lot. But I like the vehicles are balanced because, you know, this is a fucking video game. It's not real life. And on top of that, I like that the commander has more things to be responsible for, I guess. And even though that sucks a little bit because a lot of people are not going to be really, like, keen on the commander mode. But we'll see where that goes.
Okay. Cryptic and Work, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think I'm all right with it. You know, when you go out into, you know, they talk about Battlefield being, you know, more realistic as far as FPSs and stuff like that go. There's, you know, defibrillators and ammo packs, things that you just don't generally see in Call of Duty. And, you know, when you get into a tank and you roll out, you don't have 8 quadrillion main tank rounds. You get, you know, you get your 15 or 20 and you
I
get
think
your...
I saw...
2,000 or 3,000 rounds of 50 BMG, and that's it.
I think the amount that I saw, if I'm not mistaken, was around 50 rounds, around 50, maybe 60 rounds, which is a lot. So yeah, it should be plenty to go for a while.
You know it seems just like a lot, but it's gonna change the behavior. You know, if I have limited ammo, I'm not gonna spend 20 exactly. rounds trying to shoot down an attack helo. Like, you know, you're gonna make every shot count. So yeah, I think it's gonna add a dynamic to the game. It's gonna be awesome.
In that particular aspect, I think that would just make it more tactical and strategic, which is a plus for the game as well. I think that, well, actually, here, before I even get into mine, Cryptic, go ahead with yours, because we haven't heard from you on this yet.
I'm on both sides. I mean, I'm a tanker. It's good and bad. I mean, I know the second. I know from what I've read. I'm just looking for some information here. You don't. You know, when you're playing an engineer, you don't have unlimited RPGs. You know, so why should a tank have unlimited ammo, which is, you know, more realistic, a little cooler. The only problem is your commander. If he's a fucking dick bag, you're in trouble. But I mean, yeah, if it's 50 rounds, I mean, unless you got some good engineers with you, you're not going to last 50 rounds in a tank, anyways.
Right. Yeah. And especially on next gen with 64 players.
Right. So you look at yourself right now. Even if you're playing on a 32 player server, even a 24 right now, if you're playing against a decent team, count how many tank shells you fire next time you're playing. Like, guarantee it ain't 50. I mean, if you run a whole round like with a couple of good engineers running you with three seats and you're working as a team, yeah, you'll probably get 50 shells out. But yeah, on a 64 player with, you know, a whole squad of fucking engineers, I can't see your tank lasting that long. But who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not all bad. I mean, most of the time you'll be all right. It's just you just don't want those guys that go the whole entire fucking round just dominating the battlefield. You know,
Cassidy's somewhere crying right now.
What's that?
The Cassie Jack is somewhere crying right now.
Oh, God. Yeah. And I think that I agree with everything that you guys are saying. The only point that I would bring up, and it's not even really a negative, it's kind of just hypothetical here, is everything that we've named has pretty much been a positive.
Yep.
I think it's just going to... It doesn't really have a danger of hurting anybody while they're playing, because as we said, the 64 player count here, or even on a 24... You know, like on PS3 here, I don't really think that there's a danger of running out of ammo unless you're just totally wasting all your shots all the time. In which case, you shouldn't be in the tank anyways. But
right, and your secondary, like if you're running an HMG, your secondary is unlimited. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're playing an infantry heavy map anyways, I mean, you're going to rely more on if you're using, I don't know about canister shells and stuff, that stuff I don't know about, but I know there was something I seen about unlimited secondary ammo, so...
Sure.
So at least if you're running an HMG or an LMG on your tank, at least you can, you know, still spam fire the shit out of that.
Right. But even with all these positives, and I think that, you know, with the commander mode being the only way to resupply your ammo, it just adds more emphasis on teamwork, which, of course, for us playing Battlefield is a good thing. For Call of Duty players, maybe not so much. I've probably just got a history of, you know, bashing Call of Duty, but teamwork is really just not involved. So, you know, for us fans and players of Battlefield, this is, you know, this is our stuff. This is what we want. We want more teamwork. We want more emphasis. Yep. So it's another positive. However, the question that I would raise is it necessary? Why is it there? Because what we've said is that even on small player counts, we don't have really, you know, that much of an opportunity to run out of ammo unless we're a total shit tank operator. So we're not going to run out of ammo anyways. Also, the commander is going to have so many responsibilities that resupplying probably one or two tanks throughout the entirety of the match, I don't even see that that's going to happen.
Well, the
honestly,
supply drop,
because of how often they're going to get destroyed.
Well, the commander doesn't just supply tanks. When you do a supply drop, it supplies everything. It becomes like a crate, like a large pallet-sized crate, if I'm not mistaken. On the battlefield, and everyone, tanks, infantry, other vehicles, everyone can go to it and resupply from it, including health and ammo.
It's also like a giant ammo and health bag.
Yep.
So here's my thing with the commander. I know it's like, you know, big talk of tablet, but I know from a recent post I've seen with something about it, it's available on PC as well for users to run commander mode. But if I'm sitting at home and my buddies are on playing, say a server's full, and they need a commander. how do I join? Like, anyone actually know how to join as commander? Like, is it through Battlelog?
Yeah, they have not yet. I mean, I haven't heard anything yet. The one thing that I did hear is they're going to have Volt Kick for commander. Yeah. So if a commander is being like a total bag of fucking dicks, you could tell him to suck a bag of dicks. You could
tell him to throw his ass out. Even throw it off the island, bitch.
That makes sense.
So now, as far as communication goes,
get the fuck out of here.
Are they going to have squad channels and team channels, let me put it this way. Have any of you guys ever played MAG?
I used to play MAG way back, but I only played it a little bit.
Well, then you know what I'm saying, though, when I talk about different comp channels. Like, all the squad leaders can talk to each other, and then that goes up to, like, all the squad leaders can talk to their own platoon leader, and then all platoon leaders can talk to each other, and they talk to the overall commander of the team.
That,
is it going to be, like, tiered communications like that? Do we know anything?
I don't know about VOIP on VOIP, because I know now PC is getting VOIP integrated in the game, but I don't know about VOIP, but definitely chat and commands will be tiered like that. What I did see and heard on the live stream was that obviously squad members and the squad leader could talk to each other, and the squad leader and the commanders will have direct communications. Now, I don't know if that's on VOIP or just chat and just commands, because the commander, you know, I mean, if you're not on VOIP, the commander also has the buttons that he could click and just, you know, do a little voice command to the squad leaders. That's as far as I know.
And I think it's an important question, and one that we need to get answered pretty soon here by DICE, is because with the step into next gen and going into 64 players, and even with the introduction of VoIP on PC, it's going to be, if they keep the two comm channels that we have now, squad and team chat, and they don't have any other qualifiers, like talked only to squad leaders or squad leaders talk to each other or whatever, if they don't have any type of division between communication lines, it's going to be a total nightmare. Because if you can imagine all 32 people on your team on team chat, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be like that episode of Battlefield, Friends.
It really is.
Definitely.
I think that's something that they definitely need to address here pretty soon, and one of the things that I'm most interested in that they haven't really talked about.
Yeah, as far as the lack of channels, I don't know, but the reality is that on PC right now, there's no VoIP. There's no VoIP, so it works like that. I mean, people use TeamSpeak to communicate amongst themselves, but my problem is when you're going to have all 32 players on the team in one channel, that's going to be crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
From what I've seen from the commander mode was, I know at E3 when they showed the first bit of multiplayer, I'm pretty sure the commander can jump in any squad. So in other words, from what I can remember seeing, I'd have to go back and watch video, which I'm not going to do right now, but from what I can understand, from what I've seen, is he can jump into a squad. In other words, if I'm seeing an alpha squad at A flag and they're fucking, you know, run around in circles, their head cut off, I think I can jump in their squad. Hopefully I can jump into their audio channel and say, look, guys, I need you to move from A to B because B's getting their fucking ass kicked. You know, but the thing is everyone going to have a fucking headset? Or can I just command them with... that's the thing. Am I going to jump in an audio, talk to these guys? Or am I going to have to rely on them listening to in-game audio to say, move to next objective or move to B flag? That's kind of the big unanswered question. I'm looking forward to being a commander. I remember back in old Battlefield 2142, back in the day, there was a commander. I mean, it wasn't as integrated as this, but I liked to play the commander. It was kind of cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Right, the PS4 is going to be bundled with a headset, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. So, I mean, you know, in a perfect world, that's going to eliminate all of the idiots that don't have some form of communication.
Hopefully.
But, you know, there's still the human factor. They still got to put it on, and they still got to listen and do things. So we know that it's going to be a clusterfuck. We know that.
Yep.
Well, we're just going to make sure we get enough platoon mates on there, and we'll fill up all those empty idiot spots with...
I'm looking so forward to 32-on-32 Reddit on Reddit matches. It's going to be fucking insanity.
Yes.
Fucking banana.
I cannot wait.
That actually kind of...
My KD!
To, Yeah, my KD. And one of the next points I wanted to talk to was kind of a dual topic here. Spectator mode and live streaming. Is there anybody that has anything bad to say? Because right now, I'm just fucking grinning like a shit-faced Cheshire.
Hell no.
Here,
nothing bad to say about that. I love spectator mode.
I am fucking so glad spectator mode is there.
Yeah. Yep.
Just think of some of the PC videos that people have put out. We can do that on console now.
Yeah.
Oh, the only thing that hasn't been confirmed, I even fucking put a message out to a few people on Twitter to find out is are we going to be able to use third-party recording software in a PS4? Because there's only HDMI. There is no component.
Right. No, there's currently out on the market, there's capture cards that use HDMI only.
Right, but PS3 does not do, because HDCP, they do not do HDMI video.
Yep.
I think that Sony would be shooting themselves in the foot with like the largest gun imaginable if they didn't give people a way.
There's got to be a way.
That.
Yeah.
You know, especially with all the people that are going to be coming from Microsoft, where they're able to do that already.
Well, and plus they've been coddling to a lot of YouTubers and a lot of COD players to come over to the Battlefield side, and so Battlefield EA themselves should be pushing Sony to make sure that there's capability of using third party. I know a lot of them are PCers. I know a lot of those COD players and a lot of the YouTubers are PC guys, which is not going to affect them. But anyone in the console market, especially some people moving from Microsoft to Sony because of the Xbox One debacle. Yeah, that's right. I'm hoping, because I'm not talented like Gladys or some of the other recorders and YouTubers that are either Redditors and or friends of Reddit or friends of ours. But I'd love to be able to record some shit and put it up.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I know the PS4 has the ability to record. I mean, but it's 15-minute sections and about editing. I mean, if I could save it on my record on my PlayStation 4 and transfer to my PC to edit it, that'd be awesome. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't need a capture device. You know, I could make some videos and shit that way. But I think with spectator mode, some of the shit that you will be able to do on console now compared to what PC could do, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And that brings up another question. Like, how, are we going to be, what format are they going to save it in? Is it going to save that video to the internal hard drive? Or are you only going to be able to have 4 or 5 clips at a time? Or are you going to be able to translate it? There's a lot of questions there. I'm very interested to see which way they go with it.
Yeah, the storage is going to be a huge thing. Also, one of the most important questions, not for Battlefield, but for the PlayStation 4 itself, is how robust is that editing system?
Yeah,
because, exactly. As Cryptic said, for guys like me and some of the others that we know who do a lot of video editing and making these things for YouTube, it's very important to me whether or not I invest, the $200 into an awesome capture card so I can put this stuff on my PC and edit it there. That's a lot of money for me to invest just in capturing gameplay, especially if the system comes with an ability, innately to record and store and edit. Is it going to be a robust system to where I can cut, I can move things around, I can maybe add effects or save certain files on there? Yeah. Is there like a cross thing to where I can go onto Sony.com and upload clips there, and retrieve them from the PS4 to my PC? Like, I want to know all the details on how this works and what I can do on the system itself.
And even as basic as, can you put your own intro into your own video?
Yeah.
Can you can you put it over a soundtrack? Just the basic stuff that everybody's doing.
Yeah. Well, I know from a little bit, I know they're supposed to be able to do commentary from a little bit of info that's been leaked. Be able to do commentary videos. So it's great. I mean, if someone wants to do a lot of clip recording, but if you want to do like a full gameplay, I mean, most games some of them last 5 minutes and 30 seconds, the other team sucks, but especially on Conquest Assault. But if you're playing a game of Rush and you're wanting to do like a full gameplay video for your channel or for our upcoming channel that we have, and you're wanting to do that, I mean, 15 minutes isn't a lot of time.
Well, no, it's not.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and I think this is one thing that hasn't really been addressed yet. They've talked about the 15 minutes speaking specifically to the backwards recording. For instance, everything's being recorded, so if you want to capture something that happened in the last 15 minutes, it's there. It's
really
retrievable. Now, I'm not sure that is the recording cap.
Really?
In other words, think it's been confirmed that we can only record for 15 minutes at a time. What they were talking about was 15 minutes of the past gameplay is always retrievable.
Right.
Okay.
So you never miss a moment. So
that sounds awesome. Yeah, that's what my current recorder. That's one of the features. I go back 15 minutes and just record a round if I just missed it or something.
And like I said, correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody, whoever, one of you guys or one of the listeners to this, when we release it, as far as I know, that was specifically what they were talking about, and I don't think they've confirmed what our cap recording time is.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely depend on hard drive size.
But
like I guess what I'm saying is, the worst thing is, there was a joke made that it's going to be, you're going to be playing Battlefield, you're going to be on your headset, and you're like, oh, geez, I need you to do this, I need you to help, I need, a spot to, throw a fucking C4. I just had this quick fucking no-scope on this guy, and I got to record this and put it up on YouTube, and, so the fucking team's going to be trying to save their fucking video clip of some crazy C4 stunt or some fucking...
Can you hold the fuck up?
Yeah, can everybody just wait while I upload this video with this fucking 1,000-yard headshot with my, and a no-scope 360 shit?
All I'm hearing is I'm going to be walking up behind people who are standing motionless and knifing the shit out of them. That's all I'm hearing.
Beautiful.
It's like, oh, you're in your EOD bot? You're getting knifed. Uploading to YouTube, you're getting knifed.
You gotta stand behind them, send them a message on PSN saying,
that's right.
Welcome to YouTube, and then
Nice clip. Thanks for the tags.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Hope your clip was worth it, bitch.
Clip this.
Make sure you upload this, you fucker.
I think it's cool.
The only problem is that's all going to be your team that's doing it. It's not going to be the other team.
Team
is going to be a bunch of people who don't care about YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And your whole team is going to be a bunch of YouTubers uploading 30-second no scopes and C4 parachute stunts. You're going to be the only one running out of the battlefield.
That brings me to there's going to be a new server rule. On the server description, no YouTubers.
Well, and that actually, as much as we're joking about it now, that kind of brings up another very serious point, is that with live stream and YouTube capability and recording all built in inherently to every PS4 player, we're going to see a flood of new users making videos and releasing content and stuff like that. So my question is, on the PlayStation Network, are we going to have a type of voting system? Is there going to be a community spotlight to where in PlayStation Network we can go to, live recordings and then filter it by game or by genre and look up top clips from the community all from the PlayStation Network?
Right. Yeah, that would be awesome.
I don't know if the PSN is going to get an upgrade. But that sounds cool. But I mean,
It has to. It's been, 10 years?
Well, not even just the time involved, but with the move to next gen and with all the new features that we have, seriously groundbreaking stuff as far as community involvement and entertainment features, it's like nothing that we've seen before on a console. That we're able to do. So it has to receive an upgrade. It has to, especially if you think about it. If you've got thousands and thousands of people on the network all live streaming at the same time, the bandwidth that would take up, we've got to get an upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's one reason why they put a lot of architecture into the PlayStation Network, and that's why their subscription fees now for online is because the amount of upgrades they've done. And I mean, I'm just hoping the new interface is a fucking big upgrade from the current PlayStation, because nothing worse than you're in a game and you need to fucking send a message and you press your button.
God.
And try to scroll and it decides it wants
15 minutes is not a very long time.
No.
It's like, God, this is the most painful process in my fucking life, is to try to send someone a PSN message, especially if you're trying to in-game and then, your buddy doesn't have a headset or, fucking dick snack is fucking driving the Amtrak out of bounds and you're trying to communicate something back up to your fucking thing and turn her out. Fuck. Nightmare the other day, man. I'm sorry. It was a nightmare. Level 2.
Yeah,
kept driving the Amtrak out of bounds. I couldn't fucking believe it. I was ready to eat my controller.
I remember that.
I was ready to eat my controller. I was so fucking mad.
Alright, so let's move on to another one here. One that I thought was... Okay. One that I thought was pretty important. Depression. Now, it's coming back. but it's changed. Killer, can you break us down on the changes that has been made to suppression?
As far as I know, suppression is now going to be basically by LMGs, just the support guys. And I think the recon's going to get some suppression. But I don't think the recon's going to get us, like, you know how in BF3, if you're fucking sniping with a bolt action or something and you get suppressed, your fucking accuracy, just forget it. It's gone.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to be, I don't think that's going to be as prevalent.
Right.
As on PS3, but I don't. I think Cryptic is the one that that had that those knocks down.
I'm looking at his notes now, and what he's got is the Battlefield 4 suppression system and its effects will vary from weapon to weapon, with machine guns and sniper rifles having the biggest effect on players.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, yeah, so do we think this is a good or bad thing?
Well, dude, the thing I like about it is it says, like, from this is from just what I pulled from one of the websites that had a lot of discussion on Battlefield. It says the players won't accuracy penalty per se. He's instead they'll get more scope sway. Like, in other words, you know, when you pull up a like an 8x scope on a sniper rifle, now you get that little bit of a sway. So if you're ADSing, it's probably going to affect you more. If you're hip firing at somebody that's, like, you know, using like a semi-auto sniper rifle, is it going to be piss poor it is now that your bullets fly everywhere?
That's the way it should have been. It should have been so that you see. I mean, if you're getting suppressed, you should be able to at least get some scope sway, but be able to compensate for it. Right now on BF3, you can't compensate for the accuracy. You can't. Yeah. You just
totally
you
out
shoot,
of your hands.
You shoot, and the fucking bullets go everywhere. It should be where the fuck you're shooting at something, and the scope is swaying, but you could compensate for it.
Even the blurriness that you get, the actual full on Vaseline eyes that you get when you're playing, you know, like I could deal with that, but it's whenever a guy with a fucking, like, an M4-17, the other day, M4-17, the guy jumps around the corner, he just starts fucking pumping away at me, and I'm shooting at him with an LMG, and he fucking, like, just annihilates him. I'm thinking a 240B versus an M417, full auto LMG versus a semi-auto sniper rifle.
Yeah.
If I'm hitting him with suppression, he's hitting me with suppression, how the hell is he able to single bullets hit me faster than, you know, belt-fit LMG firing at him at, you know, 700, 800 rounds a minute?
So, hacks, I mean, man.
fucking hacker. But I'm saying that's the thing. I mean, if it's going to be some scope sway and your bullets aren't going to be just randomly firing wherever, it's an improvement. But if it's going to be both, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at, too, is I think that what it needs to be is probably just your screen blurs, maybe, you know, like, from stress or anxiety. Like, obviously, you know, bullets are flying around you, whatever. I can understand that. Had some scope sway.
So sure. Fucking tongue twister.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I can definitely get behind that, but yeah, exactly what we're saying is, you know, like, just the bullets going everywhere. There's no basis for that at all.
No. I mean, if decreasing your accuracy a little bit. Understand.
Well, by blurring the screen and, you know, swaying your weapon around, your accuracy is going to decrease.
Right.
Yeah,
that's enough.
You're not going to get your shots on target with your screen all distorted.
Sure. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, in reality, I mean, in real life, if you're getting shot at and you're in the middle of this conflict, your adrenaline's going to be pumping and you're going to, like, I'm guessing be more accurate because your adrenaline's pumping and you're like, you want to kill this fucker, but you're also going to be fucking terrified that bullets are going past your eyes.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. It's actually less accurate.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how many of you guys are actually military, but the key to accuracy is as little movement as possible. When stuff like that starts happening, your blood gets to pump in and everything happens. You're more twitchy. There's more subtle movements in your arms and inherently into the weapon without you even realizing that it's happening.
Yeah, but I like the new mechanics for suppression. I think that's
I think it's interesting that different weapons will have different levels. See, that's going to totally change a map, like Grand Bazaar. Now you can't take an M16 and lock down that Bravo hallway.
Fucking
you know,
Metro,
you're going to need somebody. Yeah, or Metro, you're going to need somebody there with a 240.
You know, Metro's going to be on 4. Metro's going to be on Battlefield 4, and And there's,
it's
be I mean,
crazy.
I don't know how similar it's gonna be. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like 90% the same.
Probably.
I just hope they add stuff, man. Just so
as
not
far
so
as
linear.
The Levolution goes, so far what they've said is that it's gonna be on every level. So on Metro, I'm kind of curious because the majority of the, at least on Conquest, the majority of the map is underground in that subway station. So
yep.
The Levolution, the only thing that I could really figure is that you'd be able to knock supports out and collapse.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine getting, like, a whole level on top of the Metro? That would be fucking badass, man.
Yeah, or even if you could knock down part of the ceiling and go upstairs and then come back downstairs behind the enemy, like, you know, additional flanking rounds like that.
Or one of our fellow VoIPers, man, he's all excited possibly getting an elevator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Light Guy really wants an elevator. I'm actually, yeah, me too. I'm excited,
I can't wait
man.
To see people die from claymores in the elevators, though.
Right.
I guess
C4 would be an even better option.
I still think.
I was going to say, if it hasn't been brought up yet, I'd like to bring this up. How about go in the elevator, drop C4, wait for somebody to call it upstairs, kaboom.
Yeah, just wait for the ding.
Yeah, but can you go in the elevator? Like, does the doors automatic? If you climb into the doors, automatically close behind you, or do you have to actually?
I think it's
probably have to activate it. I don't know.
So so you could fill a full C4 and just stand there and hope someone upstairs calls it.
Or vice versa.
I still think one of the coolest videos that has to be done is you're gonna have to get someone recording standing outside the door, and have three guys in there fire smoke grenades just as the doors open, and I'll walk out coughing.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
Jeez.
I wonder if C4 can destroy elevators. Anyways.
That's another question. Can you disable elevators? I'm sure that. I mean, well, I'm not sure. Stranger things have happened, but I assume with the level of destruction and with Levolution and everything that. At the very least, we would be able to disable an elevator.
Well, I guarantee you. When you
I hope.
In Shanghai, when you drop that fucking skyscraper, that elevator's not going to work anymore.
Nope.
It's just horizontal elevator. Set up.
Yeah. It just drags you through the fucking dirt.
That's really a tactic, wasn't it? All right, so another new feature here, since we're talking about new stuff, let's talk about the new grenades. We've got incendiary grenades and flashbangs in addition to our regular grenades. So out of those two, which are you more excited for?
Flashbangs,
man.
Really? Am I the only one that likes incendiary better?
Oh, I like them. Hey, to quote the lie guy, man, napalm nades.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to just set people on fire with
this.
Well,
the thing about the incendiary grenade is that it's not going to, like, just catch people on fire. It's only going to do damage as long as they're standing in the fire.
No, right. It said it can set fire to enemy soldiers.
Yeah, but for a limited time. I don't know. I think the flashbang is more. It's gonna be a little bit more tactical, to clear out a room or something. You
just
know?
Picture Metro, clusterfuck stairs.
Stairs or lockers.
Well, with the number of players that we're talking, if you can get kind of like a narrowed space, if you got a couple guys that throw incendiary grenades, it's a firestorm hell.
I guess.
First wave is flashbangs, so no one knows what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
The second wave throws the old napalm nades in there, and everybody's just
awesome.
Fucking barbecue. Well,
it
I mean, don't
be
how
so
big, like, it, you know, I mean, until we actually get to play, we don't know how big the fire is, like how like.
Yeah.
An area, and like I said, the information that I posted on the notes, it's just taken from BF3 Central, which people say is not always accurate. So I mean, I've seen a little bit of gameplay and stuff, and the flashbangs are definitely cool. Incendiary, I think it's going to be interesting.
I'm really excited for it.
Except for whenever someone hits you in the face with one. How many camping snipers are going to be barbecue bait?
Oh yeah.
That's a set of knife, and that's gonna be the new thing is to hit someone, you know, camping in a set of rocks somewhere is gonna be to light them on fire.
Talking about snipers, those new rangefinder or scope zeroing thing is that's gonna be badass, man. I mean,
for anyone that could use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks easy to use. I think you just basically set it to a certain distance, and at the same time, it's telling you how long away your target is.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. From what I've seen, it looks pretty cool. But I mean, you're gonna have to know your distances, right? You zero it for 200 meters or something. You're gonna have to set it off an MCOM or a flag or something. So.
Well, the.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the things like the SOFLAM. The SOFLAM will tell you how far away something is if you point at it. I think the math does, too.
Oh,
well,
really?
Yeah, because okay. on
a lot of things.
The last live stream, when they were using the M82, that's that random web sniper rifle that spawns, when they were using that, it had, to the right of the scope, it had a distance to the target. I think it said 230-something yards or something. And to the left of it, it said what it was zeroed at, which was 200 yards. So it should be able to tell you both. So you should zero it out at
very cool.
you know, something close to the distance. Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's going to be in like 25-yard increments or 50 or 100 or whatnot.
Probably 50s.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not much of a sniper. If anyone ever played with Battlefield with me, you know, I never use a fucking sniper rifle.
The only reason that I don't, honestly, is because I mostly play in normal mode, and it's always shot kills unless you get the headshot. So yeah. I think that's garbage. You know, for anything, pretty much any of the bolt action rifles, I think it should be one hit to the chest.
Yeah. It is a normal. Yeah. If you're close enough,
close meters,
right?
Yeah,
we're talking about camping here, man. You camp far away.
Campers wear pampers.
Yeah, because I don't know if you've ever seen a 308 round hit a watermelon at 100 yards.
But oh, yeah.
It's more than enough to put a man down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I love you know, the idea of sniping, and in previous games I've done a lot of it, but not in Battlefield 3. I just can't do it.
I've tried it. I mean, like, I've other FPSs and stuff I've tried, and we'll not get into what those are. And
well, I was.
Yeah, I mean, when I jumped in Battlefield 3, I mean, I hadn't played Battlefield since back in the day. I didn't come from Bay Company 2 like a lot of you fellows did.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, you know, new to the Battlefield experience compared to what I used to play. So, I mean, it took me a learning thing. So I said, I'll give the sniping a try. I mean, I'll give it a try, see what it's like. And I couldn't get a hang of it, and I just kind of never picked it back up. But, hey, if there's zeroing and there's a little bit more involved, I definitely may pick up a sniper rifle to play in BF4.
Yeah, well, also, the way I see it, you're going to have two options. The guys who like long-distance sniping are going to have that to their advantage, the new zeroing tool and whatnot. But the guys who like to be recon, just for the actual terminology recon, meaning reconnaissance, they could be more aggressive now with the addition of the C4, and recons are getting also claymores. So, I mean,
yeah.
that's pretty good. And besides, all classes are going to have DMRs too, which are like...
And carbines as well.
Yeah, carbines. Yep. Yeah, carbines and DMRs.
That's huge.
So that's awesome. Because yep. You're going to have you're gonna have assault guys running around with like SKSs. That's going to be funny.
and also, while we're on the subject of some other games and inclusions from other series as well, Bad Company 2, we're getting the motion balls back.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm extremely happy about that.
Yep. Balls. I love them.
And we're getting the portable SOFLAN, the laser fucking designator, which was like the mortar system in Bad Company 2, similar to it. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I think overall, I've definitely gotten more hyped up and more excited for Battlefield 4 than I did for Battlefield 3 post-release or pre-release. I think that so far, and especially because it's coupled with next gen and all the enhancements that we're gonna have for that, I think that I'm much more optimistic on launch as to how much fun we're gonna have with this game.
Oh yeah.
Oh, just so much. It seems like there's so much more now for everybody to do. New game modes. And I mean, the thing is, I mean, you're watching a lot of the alpha videos. How many of those weapons are going to be the ones that are going to be the third and fourth and fifth, etc. unlocks in the class? Yeah. We don't know. We have no idea what's going to be, you know, what's going to be your level one. We don't know. I mean, they're probably showing M16. Like four or five different guns, and you know, there's been quite a few showed in the alphas in the GamesCon and stuff. You showed, and like, you know, the YouTubers putting up videos of this shotgun and this you know, this assault rifle, this carbine. But we don't know how many, you know, how many levels we're gonna have to rank up to get any of these weapons, and it's gonna be so interesting to see, you know, when our attachments gonna unlock, like for handguns, when are you gonna be able to get your laser sight, when are you gonna get your your reticles and stuff for those. So that's one of the biggest things I'm excited for is
yep.
there's
that's
been
the fun
so
of
much
it.
information given out and there's so many cool new things. It's like I just can't. I'm fucking chomping at the bit to play it because it's I want to see. I want to, I want to unlock that, get unlocks again because, I'm a fucking shit bucket now and I'm pretty much using low level fucking crappy guns now because I'm tired of using all the other guns, the M16s, the M4A1s.
No.
I'm using, trying to get, 500 kills with every other weapon I'm using. So I'm using the fucking PP2000 and the PWRs and so I'm using guns and I'm, excited to get unlock again, after getting
yeah.
500 kills with a gun, you don't get unlocks after what 350 kills usually,
I think
something
so,
like that. So
sometimes
yeah, so I mean you're ranking up, yeah, so you're ranking up like a gun to 500 kills to get the mastery. It's after picking up a new gun for, and start using it, going shit, I got a fucking scope unlocked. It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's a small
cool.
thing,
and then
man.
With all the new weapons that we've got in Battlefield 4 as well, and the weapon customizations, it looks like they've given us a lot more options there. It's a lot more robust for each weapon.
Oh, for sure. It's I just can't wait.
Yep, I think it's going to be really good. And, of course, we're going to have a lot more information coming up, the closer we get to release of both PS4 and Battlefield 4. I'm kind of excited that Battlefield 4 is coming out before, just a little bit, just so we can get all that information and we can, kind of buckle down on all the new stuff before we get the game on PS4. And the reason I say that is because I would rather, have the game released, know all the official details, and then go buy it,
Yeah.
So I can just be a little more informed.
So you're not going to buy it for PS3 at all? You're just waiting for PS4?
Correct, yeah. I'm not going to get for PS3 at all.
Yeah,
I think
neither.
That with how much it's going to be scaled down and as far as balancing issues and stuff like that, and even trying to get to another maps, it's going to be expanded so much when we get to PS4 that there's going to be so much more to do. I just,
yeah,
for,
and
me,
for me,
for someone that's
yeah.
going to get it day one, I don't think it's worth it for the 2 weeks.
No, and personally, I'm going to have GTA 5. So I have plenty to do until Battlefield 4 comes out for a PlayStation 4. I'm in no rush. I mean, I'm dying to get it but I'll wait. I can wait.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. So I'm going to be on the battlefield once the 17th of September drops. I booked the fucking day off to play Grand Theft Auto 5.
So. Yeah, me too.
I think I'm in my vacation for PS4's release.
Well, I'm starting next week. I don't work Fridays, and November 15th is a Friday, so I'll have a 4-day weekend to fucking
nice.
Play, entertain myself
Lucky.
On PS4. So.
Lucky.
All right. Well, so far we've got about an hour of topics for you guys. Hope everybody enjoyed themselves as much as we did because I know we had a good time. Thanks everybody for bringing everything you did to the table. For everybody that's listening, thank you very much. Hope you come back and join us for the next episode of Battlefield Drinks and Battlefield News. Make sure to follow us at ProBF Gaming on Twitter. And also keep a lookout for the website, probattlefield.com. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll catch you guys later. See you.
See you later, guys.
Later. Later.